Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's old news for this audience, but here's the headline. NSA has massive database of Americans' phone calls, your phone records, ladies and gentlemen, and more. We'll be getting into that because it is breaking in the mainstream news. We are joined by Professor John F. Marcuso. He is an American from New York, living for 17 years in Japan. He was instrumental in the research and quoted in a major publication that in Tokyo, in Japan, that exposed 9/11 being an inside job. And right now we're taking your phone calls. He'll be with us for another 20 minutes. Then I'll get into the NSA and all the rest of it. Right now let's talk to John in Virginia. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to relate this to 9/11 as best I can, but I also have a different subject I'd like
to disagree
with you.
That's fine. Go ahead, sir.
The best I can say about 9/11, I was put in a mental institution by a psychiatrist and a judge in Virginia, and the reason cited in court as a justification for this were that I believe that 9/11 was an act of the U.S. government.
I have seen mainstream articles, it's got to be over 20 times, where people are committed for saying that, and people are even using it in divorce proceedings with people I know in Kansas City and in Los Angeles. People I know personally are having it used against them. Go ahead.
Also that I believe that water fluoridation in the state of Virginia is a very dangerous practice. They also cited that in court.
Funny, the Irish government, a bunch of other major governments have banned it, saying it's poisonous.
Absolutely.
All need to be put in mental institutions, too.
You know, they drugged me so badly against my will that I couldn't even think or, you know, speak on my own behalf.
The Soviets did that, and now they're doing that in America. Let me get a comment from the professor. Go ahead. Give us your take.
It's outrageous. Thankfully, Japanese don't fluoride their water over here. It's very scary. My heart goes out to this gentleman.
So how did you finally get out? Did you say, I don't believe it was an inside job, I love George W., and they said, you are cured?
You know, you want to know what, Alex? At the point after they had drugged me for a month, I couldn't even hold my own beliefs at that point. And I was agreeing with them because I was so brainwashed by the drugs and stuff.
I'm interested how this happened. Who reported you? How did they grab you?
Well, there you go. I mean, everything you've talked about with the parents and, the social engineering of society. My mother called the police because I voiced some concerns that the government was watching me due to my political activism, such as standing out on the streets with signs against the CIA and George Bush, which they actually cited. I reported it to the Human Rights
Committee. Wait a minute, that was in a newspaper. I remember when you did that.
In Virginia?
I remember another case of a guy who did that, and they grabbed him, and it was in a newspaper.
I was in the newspaper. They had a picture of me, but it wasn't actually a... because of that specifically.
There was another very similar case then. I think that was in Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, I have a Supreme Court case pending in the state of Virginia where they actually, the judge initially tried to deny me my right to a jury trial for a malpractice suit for this very reason. I just
Interesting. I appreciate your call.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Let's talk to Mike in Ohio. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
How's Professor John doing?
He's doing fine. You're on the air with him.
Well, saying about this monitoring people's calls, now that we started the war in Iraq, we can't underestimate any of their family members here may be retaliating. You know what I'm saying? Retaliating?
I don't understand, no. Why don't you explain it to me?
I'm saying that you can't underestimate any Iraqi or Afghanistan people living here trying to retaliate.
So you think the spying is good? It's to keep us safe from the Arabs.
They may retaliate.
Well, stay there. I want to talk to you on the other side. Stay there. So maybe the Fourth Amendment needs to go bye-bye, and maybe it's been bad all along, and George Bush is just saving us. We'll be right back with our guest, the professor, and then we'll let Mike in Ohio finish up about his views on the spying. Then Rita, Anthony, and others. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In China, they enslaved the people to keep them safe from terrorists and criminals. In Nazi Germany, they did as well. In communist Russia, in Cuba today. It's all for your own safety, your own good. Oh, we have to torture people so Al-Qaeda doesn't attack again. Oh, we have to spy on you so Al-Qaeda doesn't get you. Oh, I'm above the law. I'm President Bush. I don't need warrants to spy anymore, even if they're blank check warrants that are received after the fact from the FISA court. And, of course, what, a year ago, Bush gave speeches saying, don't worry, we don't spy on you without warrants. Then he gets caught spying without warrants. He says, I don't need no stinking warrants, as they say. We're talking to Professor John F. Mancuso. He hails from New York, but now lives for the last 17 years in Japan as a professor there. And he's been exposing 9/11 and gotten a big national piece written up in one of their big publications. And he's been joining us now. We've gotten off into a bunch of other issues. But before we go back to Mike in Ohio, Mike called in and said that, you know, maybe we need this spying because we've got Afghanis and, I guess, Pakistanis and Iranians and Iraqis here in America. They may get us any minute. Well, why do they let them in at unlimited numbers? Why do they have a thing called acing at the airports where foreigners just hold up their papers and walk past the, quote, authorities, but citizens are shaken down? It's a joke. All of this spying and the rest of it is shown to be the fraud it is once you realize that 9/11 is an inside job. But some people will admit 9/11 is an inside job, but then still say that the Arabs are some type of threat. Well, listen, even if they are a threat, I'm a lot more afraid of a tyrannical, centralized government here domestically, history shows, than I should be of some foreigners. But Professor, before we go back to Mike in Ohio, do you want to comment on the things he was saying last segment?
Where do you start? I mean, Mr. Jones, you said it perfectly right. We have to fear the government taking away our guns and our liberties. This is, and of course creating the boogeyman and pointing a finger and saying, hey, they are the ones to blame.
But that's what George Washington and Thomas Jefferson said. They said, don't trust the government. It's the most dangerous. But they're wrong. They didn't face Al-Qaeda. Mike, go ahead and finish up your points from Ohio. I mean, do you disagree with us?
In ways I do. I think you can't underestimate. They may retaliate. I'm talking about people that probably lived here. They're from Iraq or Afghanistan. They have the technical know-how. Personally, I've been threatened by Middle Easterners over the years, so they may retaliate.
Who do you think carried out the 9/11 attacks?
Our own government.
Oh.
This is a classic. No. This is classic, folks. This is doublethink. And, Mike, you sound like a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know our own governments, and that is small criminal elements, not the whole government, is involved in terror attacks, working with other intelligence agencies, clearly. That's going on. But then at the same time, you're worried the Middle Easterners are going to get you. Well, you've got your Second Amendment to deal with them. And if our own government's carrying out attacks, they'd love to provocateur Arabs into doing it. In 1993, they cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, and really carried out the first World Trade Center attack, so you better be worried about the government actually supporting real homegrown terrorists, sir. I mean,
that's bad. You're right.
This spying is totally un-American.
Well, if Middle Easter places a bomb in a building, what are you going to do?
But we have a government that carries out terror attacks. You admit that, but you think that now if they hear a Middle Easterner planning some organic attack, which I'm not saying couldn't happen, there could be real Middle Easterners that might, you know, do something. I think that's on the low end. But the point is, you think the government that will attack us to get control would then stop them with this spying? No, sir. This spying is on peace groups, gun groups, land rights organizations. That's what's in their own handbooks, sir.
So who do we contact if we do get threatened by a Middle Easterner?
Well, you contact the police, sir. If someone threatens you with bodily harm, that's illegal. The NSA isn't going to save you spying on everyone.
I've had Middle Easterners threaten me before over like a 30-year period. And
well,
I've asked people about that. No, that couldn't happen.
Well, I mean, I've never had a Middle Easterner threaten me, but I'm sure Middle Easterners do threaten people.
So who do you go to when they say, well, that couldn't happen?
Well, if somebody threatens me, I'm going to try to defend myself. Listen, I don't dial 911 until I've got the gun in my hand. I'm not going to count on the police to come save me. And they've ruled in court hundreds of times it's not their responsibility.
Well, don't you deny that the Quran does say in a lot of their religion that they have the right to kill anybody for Allah?
I have actually read a lot of the Quran, sir, and the Quran does have a lot of passages like that, but it also has other passages in it, and they've done national polls in Middle Eastern countries, and on average, 6% of the Muslims are the crazy blow-themselves-up type, and that's still a big group of people out of 1.2 billion Muslims. Sir, I think you're all mixed up. Professor, comments?
You know, I spent a year in Saudi Arabia, this was in 1987, I believe, right after the first Mecca riots. And I was afraid, to be honest with you. I was afraid to go at first. I'd already signed a contract with the Saudi government to go there as an English teacher and an interpreter, English and Spanish, for the Saudi government. I have to say that it was one of the most magnificent experiences of my entire life, meeting not just Saudis, but Kuwaitis and Iraqis and Iranians. And, you know, you name people from the Middle East and, of course, Muslim countries in Africa and, of course, North Africa. These are warm, hospitable people. Yeah, You can find horrible elements in every culture. No, it's I've read the Quran but these are these kind of twisted interpretations of it. The, you know, 99.9% of Muslims are, you know, magnificent people. And I have firsthand since I lived there for a year.
Mike, I appreciate your call, but let me just say this, and I'm not trying to attack Mike, but he thinks the government carried out the attacks, but he wants the government to spy on everybody to keep us safe from Muslims. I went to college with Muslims, I went to high school with Muslims, I lifted weights with Muslims, and I have to be honest with you, I have found them to be some of the nicest, most honest, friendly people. Now, I'm a Christian, okay, and I'm not out here promoting the Muslim faith. The point is that I've got family that's been in the military and worked over there. I've got family that's worked for oil companies over there. We've had people on like Robert Galen Ross who lived in Saudi Arabia and Iran for many years. And I'm telling you, what you hear from the neocons on talk radio that Muslims want to cut your head off and drink your blood, that is absolute fiction. Professor?
I completely agree. I have never been more welcome in any country than I was when I spent a year in Saudi Arabia. They were magnificent people. The greatest hosts I've ever had the privilege of being hosted by.
Yeah, I'm told they put Texas hospitality to shame.
I was welcomed when I was in Texas for the couple of days that I was there. It was great.
Point is that any culture that comes out of a dangerous, wild terrain normally, historically, if you look at it at a sociological level, is normally very hospitality-oriented. It's a survival mechanism, and then it gets ingrained in the culture and people.
And the interesting thing about Saudi Arabia is that they consider any foreigner to be their guest, and they treat you as an honored guest. It was the greatest year of my life.
Well, you're not going to hear that from the neocons. So they're just all out to kill us any minute, and we're just it's all over, and they just can't wait to kill us.
And it's sad.
But it's funny. You've got huge Christian populations all over the Middle East, and only where the CIA goes in and radicalizes the Muslims, quote, as an anti-commie arm, is where you get the problems. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Rita in Illinois. Rita, go ahead.
Howdy, Alex and Professor. I was just looking at some stuff. I was the one that hung up the other day, but I didn't hear you say, you know, to hang on.
Well, that's okay. We don't. If we missed your call the other day, you're on the air now.
Okay. All right. I've been looking. I taped a lot of things around Y2K, you know, and I had these tapes on the side, and I've been looking at a lot of things that they put out. They've been snitching on themselves. One thing is that I have this gentleman named David Juergen made this documentary for PBS called Commanding Heights where they snitch on themselves all the way through. I thought, wow, if Alex Jones saw this, you could just edit this thing and hang him with it. Like Cardinal Richelieu says, give a guy...
Do me a favor, send it to him, because in the year and a half before 9/11, they were all over TV saying the terrorists are going to attack. When they attack, you have to give up all your rights. Martial law is good. Is that what's on your tape?
Well, this, not exactly, no. This is where they identify that Vladimir Lenin's, or Lenin said that the big thing that you need is the commanding heights. And they how they stole it. They go through this whole thing where they go through the entire globe and they're stealing the commanding heights, which is the resources from every nation, the guys who did it. At the end of it all, they says what we've got now is an economy with nobody in control. So it's like this insane economy where no one's in control. But they
I disagree with that. The globalists use modern mercantilism to create a neo-feudalist plantation.
Well, that's their PR anyway, is that how wonderful it was. Every time they destabilize somebody's currency and then get them hooked on the juice loans, they have this magic music like, you know, Chia plant is growing. Look, it's magic. The economy went better after we took it over. And they annihilate every...
Which isn't true. Look at Argentina and everybody else.
Oh, terrible, but
their
they
own
make
IMF,
it look good on here.
Their own IMF plans brag about how they destroy economies by design.
Oh, it's horrific, but they make it look good. They try to make it look wonderful, but it's obviously not wonderful.
All right.
And they show people revolting all around the world, and then they says, well, we were having some big problems, but then September 11th happened, and what can you do? You know, so now we're back on track.
Okay, and Rita, send me that tape, okay?
It's very fuzzy because I recorded it on SP. I didn't have a very good antenna at the time.
Okay, thank you. Listen, I appreciate your call. Professor, do one more segment with us, and I'll let you go to sleep, but I want to be able to finish up with you. The calls are just, they're always great, but sometimes they just refuse to talk about the topic, which is all right. It takes us in different directions, but I wanted you to be able to finish up on 9/11 and the awakening that's happening all over the planet when we get back our final segment with the professor.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
I've got several audio clips concerning Bush being above the law and some of the hypocritical things he's been saying and doing concerning General Michael V. Hayden coming up in the next segment. We'll also get into NSA has massive database of America's phone calls. This from USA Today, itself a whitewash. Our final segment, we'll get to your calls coming up in the next segment, with Professor John F. Marcuso. John, it's been really great having you on. Again, I can only commend you for getting a big national peace done there in Japan. Do you have hope for the future? What do you see happening in the future if you look into your crystal ball?
Wow. That's a tough question. As I mentioned before, you know, it depends upon the day that you ask me. Some days I'm really pessimistic. Other days I'm very optimistic. I think I'm optimistic by nature, however, even though I am a pretty jaded New Yorker. The Japanese are waking up. There's no question about that. And the legislation that is being enacted by the Japanese government to try to quash whatever grassroots movement is taking hold right now is accelerating is scary. However, just my students and the people that I meet on the street and people that I meet in the train, they know what's happening. They're not shocked anymore when you talk to them about it. They're like, yeah, okay, great. I've seen it. I understand it. So that does give me hope. And it really is, you know, Mr. Jones, and I know that you don't like to be praised, but it is true. People like you, Mr. Watson and all the others out there, that inspired me. That's how I got into all of this. I saw your documentaries, took a look at your website, listened to you on the GCN network, via the internet feed. So, you know, you are really the inspiration. And so people like you getting other people involved, so that does give me hope.
Well, Professor, it's statements like that that make me feel good at a certain level, but at another, it's a great weight. It's like the little statement in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. And I just want the listeners to realize that many of you are smarter than I am. You're more informed than I am. You're more eloquent than I am. And, you know, be like the good professor. Get out there. Start informing others. You know, the first 50 newspapers he called, and the next 50 laughed at him or hung up on him about 9/11. But then he found one of the biggest publications in the country that said, show me the facts. Show me the evidence. The show me state. Like Missouri, and he did show them, and so it's woken up millions more people. And look at Dylan Avery, some 22-year-old film student, throws a documentary together, does a lot of great research, and now tens of millions have downloaded it, millions and millions of copies have been made. You know, the guy only sells a few thousand copies, but then tens of millions of copies get made. We're having an effect. We're exposing these criminals. Remember, they're arrogant. They think we're stupid. They think they're only going to win. I got news for them. They can keep reapplying their lies every day. Once somebody's eyes are open, there's no going back. Once you turn somebody on to the truth, there's no going back. And that domino effect has already been triggered. And I know we're going to win this thing. There's going to be hard times ahead. But in the end, the good guys always do come out on top, because evil implodes because of its own nature, its own weight. And, Professor, I commend you. Now, I guess, what's the best way for people to find? We have a link to it right now on Infowars.com, but what's another way for people to find the Tokyo Journal?
Well, it's TokyoJournal.T as in Tom O, TokyoJournal.to. Or just, you know, Google Tokyo Journal.
Tokyo Journal 9/11, and you'll find it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get some sleep. Are you going to be teaching students at college tomorrow?
Yes. I have to get up in 2.5 hours.
Where do you live in Tokyo?
In a place called Kunitachi. Tokyo is a huge megalopolis. Goes on for about 60 miles. And I live in a small suburb of the city.
How long does it take for you to get to work?
Oh, no, I essentially live on campus, so I just basically roll out of bed and say, well, look, I'm sorry, I was talking to, you know, Alex Jones last night, so forgive me for not shaving.
Well, Professor, we really appreciate you joining us. What's it like living in smaller accommodations than we do here in the U.S.?
You get used to it. You get used to it. And you get to know your neighbors really well.
How big's your house?
Probably about as big as your bathroom. It's not very big at all. It's about 50 square meters, which
wow.
I'm not sure what that is in feet.
Well, you know, no matter how big your house is, they say you always end up living in two rooms anyways.
I believe that.
All right. Professor John F. Marcuso, thank you for joining us. Thanks for your courage.
Mr. Jones, it was a pleasure.
We'll talk to you again in the future. God bless. We'll come back into a bunch of other news and your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I got three clips I want to play and comment on. One is from Countdown on MSNBC. We've interviewed him before. Jonathan Turley, a constitutional law expert, unloaded on President Bush during a segment of Countdown last night. He's been critical before, but this clip, Turley calls attention to the fact that Bush likes hiring officials who have either been convicted of or pled guilty to crimes or others who should have been indicted. He also rakes General Hayden over the coals and talks about this new criminal form of government. And that's what it is. Criminal dictatorship is being announced. So let's go ahead and roll this historical clip. The truth finally comes out on national television.
If not counterintuitive, with disapproval numbers now rivaling Richard Nixon's, Mr. Bush still nominated for his new CIA chief, a man almost guaranteed to draw a confirmation fight, General Michael Hayden, creator of the domestic eavesdropping program. Mr. Bush says General Hayden is perfect for the CIA, and perhaps he was chosen for elevation despite or because of a characteristic that is normally seen as a liability, his arguable willingness to thumb his nose at constitutional law. That notion has been suggested by the noted professor in that subject, Jonathan Turley, who will join us presently. Mr. Turley likens the Bush team, in fact, to the Sopranos at the end of his piece, Get Criminal and Get Made. He cites other administration officials whose criminal acts or potentially criminal behavior have posed no barrier to advancement, like Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who as White House counsel may well have been the architect of the kinds of torture, at least the legal ease for the torture, that led to the Abu Ghraib abuses. As promised, we're joined now by the professor of constitutional law at George Washington University, Jonathan Turley. Thanks again for your time, sir.
Thanks, Keith.
Your joke about the Sopranos in the Chicago Tribune piece, timely, telling, it'll fire up everybody on both sides, but the argument beneath it is dead serious. From the point of the view of the Constitution, the point of the view of the law of the land, what are you seeing here?
Well, you know, this is a pretty impressive rogues gallery. You know, from his very first term, Bush shocked many people by reaching out to officials who had either been convicted or pleaded guilty to crimes during the Reagan and Bush administrations, and others who many felt should have been indicted. They included people like Elliot Abrams, who pleaded guilty to three crimes. They were misdemeanors. John Poindexter, who was convicted of three crimes. Those were thrown out on a mere technicality later. You had Otto Reich, who was accused of a domestic surveillance propaganda program. You have a very long list of people, and what emerged through the two terms was that people who seemed to be accused of violating the law had a rapid ascent in this administration. And one has to wonder whether this is suddenly a criteria, that the president likes people who are willing to go to the edge of the law and beyond it to achieve what he believes is a worthy purpose.
If it's personnel decisions or if it's a president signing a statement relating to a law that basically says I'm not going to obey this law if I don't feel like it, or if it's something larger, more aggressive, domestic surveillance or any of these other things, where are the constitutional checks? Is that machinery still present? Is it still working? Is it rusted or is it not working at all?
Well, it's not working very well. Many federal judges have, in fact, really brought the Bush administration up to the bar of the court, and they have, in fact, rejected many of the arguments, including the Supreme Court of the United States. But the real check and balance for this type of thing rests with Congress, and Congress has done nothing. Do you realize that Congress has not even held a substantive investigation of the NSA operation, an operation that most of us believe was criminal, that the federal law defines quite clearly as a federal crime? Now, instead of investigating that, the Congress actually gave the president a standing ovation during the State of the Union speech when he promised to continue to violate that law. When he continued, he said he would continue this program. And the people who were responsible for passing the law that he was violating gave him a standing ovation. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. But now we have the architect of that program who's been nominated to head the CIA. Now, that was not a natural choice, because if you look at his record, it was actually fairly mixed. We're talking about General Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
General Hayden's accused of wasting as much as $2 billion when he was at the NSA on a program called Trailblazer. Almost $2 billion. Normally that would be an impediment to advancement.
I'm surprised he didn't get Secretary of the Treasury. The wartime argument that always comes back in these kind of debates about presidential powers. What's the history on that in terms of the Constitution and the presidents? Have presidents who have been seen to have stretched the Constitution, have they been investigated in wartime, even under the much stricter definitions of wartime we used to have?
Well, first of all, this president's theory of his power is now, I think, so extreme that it's unprecedented. He believes that he has the inherent authority to violate federal law. He has said that, not just in signing statements. In the infamous torture memo that Alberto Gonzalez signed, it was stated that he could, in some circumstances, order federal officials to violate federal law. And this is consistent across the board with this president. Frankly, I'm not too sure what he thought he was swearing to when he took the oath of office to uphold the Constitution and our laws. I've never seen a president who's so uncomfortable in his constitutional skin.
All of this, Jonathan, has been likened to the swing of a pendulum, that this is Vice President Cheney, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, harkening back to their days as rookies in the Ford administration, watching the fallout of presidential powers being cut back after the abuses of Richard Nixon. If that's true, if it is a pendulum, does the pendulum swing back? Can it? Will it?
Well, unfortunately, civil liberties don't swing back like other issues. Civil liberties is a very precious commodity. When you lose them, it tends to run out of your hand like sand, and it's hard to get it back. And that's one of the dangers here, that presidents, when they acquire power, rarely return it to the people. And so we have to be very concerned. This country is changing in a very significant way. And it's something that citizens have to think about, because if there is a war on terror, and I believe that we must fight terror, obviously, but we're trying to defend that Constitution. And we're really at a point where the president is...
So, I mean, it's a pretty fair piece, but then they say the war on terror is real, but that they're destroying the very country and the very heart of the nation that supposedly is under attack. No, the war on terror is a fraud. No, they carried out the attacks to do this domestically, and they openly have the NSA with the Border Patrol and others spying on the Minutemen. And the border is going to stay wide open, and the president hires PR firms with Vicente Fox to help break down the border. And I have USA Today here in front of me right now, and it's a big whitewash as usual. NSA has massive database of Americans' phone calls. The National Security Agency has been secretly collecting the phone records of tens of millions of Americans using data provided by AT&T, Verizon, Bell South. People with direct knowledge of the agreement told USA Today News. The NSA program reaches into homes and businesses across the nation by amassing information about the calls of ordinary Americans, most of whom aren't suspected of any crime. This program does not involve the NSA listening to or recording conversations. That's not true. But the spy agency is using the data to analyze calling patterns in an effort to detect terrorist activity, sources said in a separate interview. So they're just coming out and conditioning you. It's the largest database ever assembled in the world, said one person who, like the others who agreed to talk about the NSA's activities, declined to be identified by name or affiliation. The agency's goal is to create a database of every call ever made within the nation's borders, this person added. And it goes on here to say that the three telecommunications companies are working under a contract, who pays them, by the way, with the NSA, which launched the program in 2001, shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks. The source said the program is aimed at identifying and tracking suspected terrorists, they said. And it goes on for seven pages. Let me just stop right there. I don't know how long most of you have been listening, but I've been on air coming up on 12 years. Well, that's not true. I've been on the air since 95, so 11 years, 11 plus. And I remember in 1996, it was in telecommunications publications, let me just say this again, that they had, through a regulatory agreement, decided to take $6 billion, it ended up being $9 billion, it went over, $3 billion, to put NSA offices in every major telephone hub, satellite uplink, where everything, whether it's run over copper or fiber optic or satellite, everything goes through this. A lot of it's recorded. I don't mean just the records. Actual phone calls are recorded. Keyword is listened to. Most of it economic. Your company comes up with some new sprocket. That's instantly passed on to a high-tech company that's allied with a globalist. They'll even infiltrate employees to then steal it. I mean, that's what most of the NSA does. They get hopping mad when I release this information. But this is what I have from NSA, even before it was in the news. Now it's in the news. If you don't like it, fine. Just go to Russia, scumbags. You work for a bunch of criminals. But about 20% of it is anti-crime, anti-terror. And really, they use the NSA when the FBI or the CIA, and I've talked to the FBI and CIA agents on air, by the way, about this many times. As soon as they're about to bust terrorists or bust drug dealers, they get a phone call from their superior. Hey, I hear you're on this case. Well, I didn't file this. How do you know? We have our ways of knowing. You back off right now. I'm issuing you under a presidential directive, an arrest warrant. You will be arrested, and this warrant will be executed if you divulge any of this conversation or any of the operations, and if you continue to pursue this operation, because this is involving something you know nothing of, mister. And all these people have gone public about this. So the NSA is used to make sure that terrorist operations launched by globalists, white slavery rings, drug dealing, trafficking in technology, trafficking in weapons, is not discovered. It is an early warning snooper system to ensure that the criminals can continue to operate, and they use it to spy on other crime syndicates that are not at their high level, that aren't paying their cut and are competing with them. I got to write an article about this and break this down for people. So most of it's economic. The rest of it is targeting other crime rings that aren't paying their cut or stopping good cops and good intelligence people from stopping their operations. It's that simple. We got two John Stewart clips. I want to play the short one first, the one where he plays a clip of when he nominated Porter Goss a year and a half ago, and then the next one when he nominated General Hayden. Do you have that clip? Roll that first one.
Bush nominated this morning.
Mike Hayden is supremely qualified for this position. He's the right man to lead the CIA at this critical moment in our nation's history.
The right man at the critical moment in our nation's history. That's reassuring. He's the right man. Critical moment. Wait a minute. What did Bush say when he appointed Goss 2 years ago?
He's the right man to lead this important agency at this critical moment in our nation's history.
That is the same clip, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's two separate clips, but it's the exact same thing he's saying. So you can go to prisonplanet.com and watch the actual video of Bush doing that. I wish I had the staff that The Daily Show has. We could do that for you, but they're doing a great job. Here's a little bit more comical piece on it from The Daily Show. Let's roll this one.
Comedic gag. And obviously, anytime Zarqawi releases a tape, it's news. But sometimes... it just happens. How is that covered? For example, last week in Atlanta, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld was giving a speech when he was suddenly interrupted. There was Screaming Lady, and then, of course, Screaming Fella also joined in, and then Screaming Lady with War Crimes Matter. Typical, easily dismissed crackpots doing the same old... wait, I'm sorry, sir, you had a question?
I'm Ray McGovern, a 27-year veteran of the Central Intelligence Agency. Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties?
Ruh-roh.
First of all, I haven't lied.
Oh, he didn't lie. All right, well, that settles it, everybody. There's pound cake in the back. We can all have a nice time. And
it appears that there were not weapons of mass destruction there.
You said you knew where they were.
I did not.
See? He never said he knew where they were.
We know where they are. They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north somewhere.
Well, to be fair, Rumsfeld probably never saw that episode of Meet the Press. Secretary of Defense caught in a contradiction about weapons of mass destruction. Surely that will be a big story.
How much of an axe do you have to grind with Secretary Rumsfeld?
But he wasn't just any heckler.
Were you nervous?
Tucker, I resent the word heckler. I'd like you to take that back.
Okay, I'm not taking it back.
Donald Rumsfeld encouraged whoever, I think, had their hands on you at the time to let you stay there. Does he get any credit for that today?
Isn't it enough that he was wrong and had bad judgment? Why does he have to be a liar, too?
Well, you know, that's the question you have to direct to him.
But won't. To be fair, one news network was able to question Rumsfeld personally. No holds barred.
So when you hear people say, we won the war, but we lost the peace.
Oh, that's nonsense.
So it's your way or the highway is not true.
It is so wrong, it's just unbelievable.
That's some good old-fashioned muck polishing. Yes, as Iraq continues to spiral out of control and criticism of Rumsfeld grows, Fox News decided it was time to take an in-depth look at the issue. Yes, Why He Fights, an hour-long investigative report into the real Donald Rumsfeld, hosted by Nicholas Johnson.
He wears a pedometer on his belt to count every step he takes every day. But even for a former college wrestler who still did one-arm push-ups...
People magazine that named him one of the year's sexiest men.
Wow, one of your sexiest men. I believe, though, that was a pretty off year for sexy men. If I remember correctly, that was the year Tom Bosley won. So, it didn't... Now, the special did include interviews with Rumsfeld critic General Paul Van Riper, one of the officers who had called for Rumsfeld's resignation. I'm sure there'll be no change in the reporter's inflection.
What are you trying to accomplish by doing this? And you don't think this debate threatens the civilian leadership of the military? Does that hurt the war effort?
I can't tell if I'm smelling the fairness or the balance. But ultimately, why he fights could only end with why.
That is a piece of the airplane.
Not alone.
That crashed into this building. And it's a wonderful reminder to people who come in here of what happened.
Wonderful? Couldn't have gone with stark or vivid or effective. It's almost like you're enjoying this. We'll be right back.
You said you knew where they were, near Tikrit, near Baghdad, and northeast, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad, and east, west, south, and north, somewhat.
All right, folks. Notice how they attack Ray McGovern all over national TV. How dare him? How dare him question? How dare him call Rumsfeld a liar? He's a liar! We've got him set up here very soon. You'll be hearing Ray McGovern on this broadcast, as you have many times. Final segment coming up. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Just think about how arrogant they are. They said hundreds of times apiece they knew he had WMDs, and they get up on TV and say they never said it. Like we're stupid. They treat us like we're morons, and I'll tell you, most Americans aren't morons. They're just not focused in on politics, so they buy it. But I guess you got to kind of be a moron to not care about the world, so I guess we are morons. I mean, it's really, really sad. I want to try to jam Anthony, Doug, Mike, and Osin, give each about 45 seconds here. But the tickets are going quick for our June 24th and 25th huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles at the Sheraton. You better get them quick. I mean, over 20% now of the tickets gone. They are moving quick. Infowars.com. Go there, link through, and you can buy your tickets on a secure online shopping cart, or you can call toll-free to get the tickets at 1-888-253-3139, and we'll mail them out to you that way, or we'll email you your ticket if you buy them online. So Infowars.com or 888-253-3139, and get my videos. Make copies of them. Get them out to people. Don't wait. It's having a big effect. Let's push this thing through for the big win. Anthony in New York, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, I spent 33 years in the Marines, most of my time being in a high-class muscle man for big business, Wall Street, and the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer for capitalism. That's a direct quote from the
Smedley Butler.
Where is a racket? Smedley Butler, you're right. And then in 1932, he led 500,000 veterans who camped out in Washington until they helped to alleviate some of the corruption of our government. In South America, what did the people do? They came down from the hills, and there was absolute total gridlock in the capital cities until there was a change in the government. If 1% of the American populace gridlocks Washington, D.C., 3 million people, I think we might get some change in Washington.
Well, it's going to happen. That's why they've got riot police ready and are engineering this police state. They know they're going to do things so bad with the pension funds and the dollar and the rest of it that there's going to be a revolt, and they think they're going to get away with it. They're not. Good to hear from you, Anthony. Great points. Yeah, Marine Corps General Smedley Butler said those words. Doug, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Niles, Michigan.
Welcome.
I just was reading on CNN.com this article about the records database, and I just wanted to make a quote from George Bush, where he said, our efforts are focused on links to Al-Qaeda and their known affiliates. Bush said, the privacy of ordinary Americans is fiercely protected in all of our activities.
And
now,
that's not true. Everything is being, who you're calling is being recorded.
Exactly.
That's everyone's. Everyone's.
It sounds just like East Germany, you know, the Stasi or whatever.
Well, sir, I mean, how long have you heard me say that they're recording everything and then people couldn't believe it? Here it is. They paid for it in 96. It became law October 1st, 2001, perfectly after they launched the attacks. It was set up 6 years before to become law 2001. Is that not premeditated? Premeditated?
That's premeditated to me. I mean, this is all coming to an end, man. I mean, we're all going to a new world order, one world government, man, it's happening. I've been telling people for years, been telling neighbors, people that I work with, all over the place, man, and it's happening,
God bless you. But you know what, not without a fight. Yeah, he's openly becoming a dictator, and he's just a puppet. Mike in North Dakota, last caller, sorry to OSA. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, I had a question. Speaking of the police state, have you ever been to globalsecurity.org?
I believe I have.
Yeah, basically, all their plans for martial law in America are all right there. I read that, you know, they even say that FEMA takes over and the FBI kind of oversees them.
Yeah, the FBI is going to oversee the gun confiscation troops. We had that 6 years ago in mainstream news. They've been quietly training to take our guns, take our farms, put us in camps. It's your loving government.
Yeah, it's all John Pike, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, directs the whole site. It's amazing how it's all declassified.
They're right out in the open saying they're going to destroy our families. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.